All right, hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor. We're recording a little late this week. It's a sad time now in Terre Haute. Of course, most I'm sure have heard about the shooting and killing of Terre Haute Police Detective Greg Ferency last week. Funeral arrangements were yesterday, and I have to thank Mayor Duke Bennett for still joining us today. Just a tragic week. I watched some of the services, the procession yesterday. Just no words.
No, there really isn't. It's numbing. It's our third police officer killed in the last 10 years here. And it's just kind of surreal. You know, when I heard about this last week, I was actually sitting here at my desk and saw the fire dispatch come across my phone. And so I walked out of the back of the building just to see what was going on. As I got closer to the actual scene and saw that they said it was an officer down, it was just like, no, not again. You know, as a community, it was just awful. Detective Ferency was an exceptional police officer. He really was. He was pretty unique. You know, he was really good at what he did, always been kind of involved in that drug task force kind of stuff for us. But, you know, he had written a book. He was doing a lot of in-service training for police officers and local community entities, doing a lot of things recently with children trafficking and some terrorism stuff. So, I mean, he was just a huge asset. You know, he was assigned to the FBI here in office, but, you know, still in direct contact with our folks on a daily basis. And he was just one of those guys that was just kind of more than a police officer in a way. He was just kind of a very special guy and put a lot of bad people away and heard a lot of stories about people that he'd arrested. And I mentioned one yesterday in the funeral service that, you know, a girl 18 years ago, he arrested her and she's been clean ever since. And, you know, I know a lot of police officers have stories like that to tell, but Greg had such a wide ranging impact. And, it's just tragic. It's awful. I feel horrible for his family. I feel horrible for our terror police officers and every other law enforcement officer that they're having to go through this again. And, you know, you hear so much about this on the national news all the time. I mean, it just seems to be, it needs to stop. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line. I mean, all this violence needs to stop. And it's a sad time, as you said earlier.
Yeah. A lot of the reports just called this an ambush. Are any new details in the investigation about what happened?
You know, we're not getting any of that. The FBI is doing the investigation. And, you know, he was basically lying in wait out there and threw a makeshift Molotov cocktail towards the building. And when Officer Ferency came out the door, he was just, and you know, that became an engagement between those two. And that's really what we know. That's been what's put out to the media, obviously. But, you know, hopefully we'll get more information in the future as the FBI continues to investigate this. I mean, they're doing more than a thorough job, as you would imagine. And, hopefully more information will come to light that will put some, not make sense of it, because it is senseless. There's no question about that, but at least help to explain, you know, what happened and why.
You spoke at the funeral yesterday at the Hallman Center, and you said that, you know, we live in troubling times. The thin blue line keeps getting thinner. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, it just seems to me that gap between what's going on out there in the world, the bad guys, the people that want to cause harm. There's more confrontations with police officers, just more engagement like that than I've ever seen. And so I guess I was just, as I was thinking through, I always think about that thin blue line. It is a small, you know, that's what keeps us from chaos, basically. And that's what they'll tell you. And it just seems like over the last year or two, things have become worse. There's more violence in our communities. Police officers are faced with more violent reactions from people. And you just hate to see that be so a regular thing. It's almost like daily in the news, you know? It used to be you'd hear about it every once in a while. And so I'm just hopeful that we'll get back to where we were before, where people respect police officers. And I know there's you know, everybody will tell you there's cops out there that have made bad decisions and that they need to be dealt with. But that is such a small minority of police officers, very small. And we just need to get back to that law and order sense. We got to have people to stop shooting people. I mean, you just see even in Indianapolis, I see the numbers are going up in Chicago and other places. It's like every weekend there's just violence, and it's just not good for society. So I guess my point was, and just, you know, I was just thinking about that morning, looking at those police officers sitting in there thinking what they have to face every day that I don't, you know, or you don't, or the listeners don't necessarily have to. We count on them to be there and be that line that keeps us safe. And I just think that these days it seems like there's a, you know, it's a lot thinner, I guess.
Yeah. Well, of course, the nature of this really can shake up a community. What can people do to help?
You know, I think just like they did yesterday, showing up for the funeral, lining the procession route, just sending a note, you know, calling the police department, whatever, and just telling them we appreciate you, we're thinking about you. That goes a long way towards that healing process, I think, for everybody. Just knowing that the community cares. And there's no question about that. I saw that again in multiple venues and multiple people stopping and notes I've received from other mayors around the state, phone calls, and just the response that, you know, I've heard makes me feel good, but I've got to pass that on to those guys on the front lines. You know, they're the ones, those men and women of the Terrell Police Department that are out there putting their life on the line every day. They're the ones that need that feedback. So that's what I encourage people to do, is just send them a note, write a letter to the editor, you know, do a little thing just to let them know that you're thinking about them, and you support them. It's just, that helps them a lot knowing that.
I did want to get to a couple other things before we leave today. Like I said, we'll keep this kind of short during our special edition here of Ask the Mayor. COVID-19 update, you know, as much as it seems everything is back to normal, though Indiana is still seeing that increase in cases, especially now with this Delta variant that is much more contagious, infects someone sooner. Indiana was around 200 cases a day, going up to about 500 yesterday. What's the situation there in Terre Haute right now?
Well, our numbers still remain low. I just got an update here this morning, and over the last 2 days, we have 2 one day and 3 the next. So we're still saying them now single digits, low single digits. You know, I don't know if it's any particular reason, and I've seen the numbers kind of across the state going up some, but here we're still doing pretty well. Excuse me. And, you know, I don't know about this different variant. I've heard about the different variants out there, and you hear that this one's more contagious. People get sicker who haven't been vaccinated. I don't know what variant comes next, but I think people just need to remember there will be those, you know, rises and falls of numbers just because that's the nature of the beast. So glad our numbers are staying down. People are being smart about things. I think in general still, I don't know about the vaccinations. I think we're still pretty stagnant on that, but hopefully over the coming months, we'll be in a better position yet to fight these variants.
Yeah, it's, you know, somewhat has to be concerning to think about maybe the latest I saw, only about half of, if that, of Indiana has been vaccinated, and yet you're seeing everything is back to normal, which in some ways is good. I think we need that. Most of us have been vaccinated, but it's kind of it's that balance, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there is a lot of things going back to normal. I don't know. Some of it's just because people wanted to get out and do it. They got vaccinated and they feel like, you know, I can go take on the world, which is awesome. But, you know, and I keep repeating this, and I hate to be that way, but it's become a political thing. There's no question. There's some politics involved with this at various levels. And some people are like, I'm not doing the shot because blah, blah, blah. Well, talk to your doctor, get a comfort level with that, and get vaccinated. You know, that's just, I think it's the right thing to do in the long run. I get the concerns. I've heard about some of the issues, but work with your doctor and then hopefully they'll refine these medicines as we move forward and clean up any of that, you know, that's, if there is an issue. So people do feel comfortable like going to get a flu shot because, you know, this is going to be around and it can be deadly. And so I just hate to keep, you know, beating, you know, that same drum, but people need to not be complacent and talk to your doctor.
Yeah. And I think that's been part of it is that everybody, doctors and officials and health officials have to beat the drum.
they do. You know what I mean, though? But when you talk about politicians, it's kind of like people become a little bit numb to that sometimes.
Yeah.
You hear it on the media all the time. I'm not picking on your media, but nationally, you hear about this stuff every single day still. And you've got some politicians that are saying one thing and others that are saying something else. And I think it gets lost. It's kind of a white noise thing in a way. And so I just feel like me as a local official, I'm not going to go tell anybody you have to get a vaccination to come in my building, you know, something like that. You hear those different businesses and different places that have considered that. People just need to use good judgment, use good science, talk to your doctor. If you feel comfortable going to get a vaccination, you should do that because it's better for all of us if you do.
Any plans on reopening schools? Is the city working with the schools at all?
They put an update out yesterday. I talked to the superintendent briefly, and I need to follow up with him on this specifically. Excuse me, I've got a dry throat today. Sorry about that.
You're fine.
I need to get back with him and just touch base again. But they put out some information that no masks for vaccinated students. We're coming back 5 days a week in local schools here. That's the plan for next month. So I'm encouraged by that. I think that's great. And, you know, once again, we'll watch these variants, we'll watch what happens, we'll listen to the health department. But I think we're in a good spot right now. And if people continue to make good decisions, we'll be fine.
I bet you were pretty much surprised as any as the postponement of the Terre Haute Casino. You've said the last few months you were pretty positive it was happening, and the Gaming Commission decided to deny the group involved, citing financial forced ownership changes. What are you hearing now?
Not much, but I think everybody's working on this. I still am very optimistic. I was just really surprised and shocked at that last meeting. It caught me completely off guard. I think it'll get worked out. I really do. And I'm hopeful. I mean, Terre Haute's going to get a casino. I just hope that it's Greg Gibson, because I would much rather have a local person who we know and who already gives back to the community to be able to follow through with this and do even more things with the community with, you know, the money he makes off of that. I mean, that's his strategy. That's his goal. Is obviously it's a business for him, but he wants to give back to the community, do some things. And this will be a great way for him to be able to do that. So that's my preference. I've made that clear to everybody that I talk to. I just hope that in the coming weeks or months that this can get worked out and we get it going, because Greg's ready to break ground, you know? So I think he's still very interested. He's not, you know, I know he said those comments that day. I think he was a little frustrated, but I'm hopeful that he will submit another proposal and we'll get this done. That's kind of the bottom line. I'm just sticking to that.
Yeah, that's the Lucy Luck gaming. But you're not concerned about what the Gaming Commission said about citing the financing part of this? Because, I'm sure you don't want a casino that can't finance itself.
Absolutely. No, I think they've got a good financing plan from what I've been told. It's just, you know, crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. The Gaming Commission is very, you know, they want it a certain way. And I see no reason why that can't be worked out. That's just me, though. You know, I'm on the outside looking in, but I really believe that it'll get done. I mean, I really, truly believe that. And I know I've said that for the last, since October, we've been talking about a groundbreaking, but bit of a setback here, but I really think that it's going to move forward in a positive way. And hopefully that will include Greg and Lucy Love.
I know we have to take off here, but I'd just like to give you the last couple minutes. Any more updates you'd like to share or any announcements you have?
No, it's just kind of been a blur this summer. You know, we've got a lot of projects going on and dealing with these ARP funds and trying to figure out what we're going to do in position for that. You know, obviously the loss of the Techie Ferency was a huge blow to us, but, you know, we're back at it this morning. Our police officers are back on the streets. We appreciate everybody that stepped in to help us through this time. And, you know, it's challenging times, but, you know, there's a bright future. So we need to mourn his loss and, you know, and there's other things that are happening that we can celebrate. It's just really an interesting time, I guess, in the city of Terre Haute right now. July's been a little tough so far, but I'm looking forward to, you know, moving forward here and looking forward to the future. And I'm feeling really good about things. So just need to take some time here to reflect and figure out how we could all be better people, you know, in our communities and in this country.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for your time. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next month on Ask the Mayor.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.